It's here and now.
We are different. We are one.
We are different. We are one. A selection from the one-act opera Scalia Ginsburg, which captured the unlikely deep friendship of the two Supreme Court justices, the now late conservative Antonin Scalia, the liberal Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In her loving tribute to Scalia after his death this weekend, she said, "We were different in our interpretation of the written text of the Constitution, one in our reverence for the Constitution and the institution we serve." They also shared a love of opera, as Scalia Ginsburg composer Derek Wang knows. He joins us now by Skype. And Derek, on your website, you call this a buddy comedy with an operatic twist. Where did you ever come up with this idea?
It started when I was studying constitutional law. I was a composer in law school, reading case after case after Supreme Court case, when I came upon what would be the three magic words, Scalia J. dissenting. And after I saw those words, everything I read after that was so dramatic that I began to hear music, specifically a rage aria about the Constitution.
The justices are blind. How can they possibly spout this? The Constitution says absolutely nothing about this. This right that they've enshrined. When did the documents sprout this? The framers wrote and signed. Words that endured without this.
Well, it's funny you mentioned seeing cases and this inspiring music in you, because there we have the libretto in front of us of Scalia Ginsburg, and throughout there are footnotes, and here's one, C. Windsor, Scalia J. dissenting. And it goes on through, I've never seen a libretto before, with footnotes from Supreme Court cases.
Fair enough. I must confess there was not much precedent for that when I was writing this, so I ended up writing it in the style of what I like to call operatic precedent. So just as the decisions of the Supreme Court justices refer back to the precedent of earlier cases, the libretto of Scalia Ginsburg would refer back to things that the justices either said or wrote. And similarly, the music would refer to both legal and operatic history.
And their friendship is obviously the other centerpiece of this. It's well known. Here's Antonin Scalia talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg on CNN.
You know, what's not to like? Except her views of the law, of course.
So, Derek Wang, talk more about the plot of your opera.
Well, in keeping with the idea of operatic precedent, the character of Justice Scalia is sealed in the Supreme Court by a statue that's come to life. So we have references to Aida and Don Giovanni. He has to go through three trials to secure his freedom, which is a reference to the magic flute. Mm-hmm. And when Justice Ginsburg comes in to try to rescue him, that's a reference to Fidelio. And the idea then is that as the complications pile up, the operatic references start flying at a faster and faster pace.
Well, let's listen to a little more of the duet of Antonin Scalia and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, played at the Castleton Festival, where this debuted, by tenor John Overholt and soprano Ellen Wieser. They're singing about their differences and similarities. Derek Wang, did you get to speak to them about what they thought of the opera?
I did. They responded well to it. I was very gratified, because what I was hoping to do was to capture in some small way the impact that they and their friendship have had on our culture. And so the fact that they responded positively to it was just thrilling to me.
Oh, I bet. As someone who loves opera and the law, as they do. And then this weekend, this stunning news, and not the news that was expected. People had worried about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She's in her 80s. He was 79. She had been in ill health. And then it's Antonin Scalia whose voice leaves us. Your thoughts?
It's a very sad time, certainly, not just for the court, but for all of us. I think it's important to take this time to reflect on his contribution to law and to society.
Well, and also to reflect, as you so underscored, on this unlikely friendship. You know, if they could, why can't the rest of us? You know, this.
Exactly. There's no excuse for the rest of us.
Yeah. Derek Wang, his opera is Scalia Ginsburg. Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you.
So, subject of an opera. Scalia was also the subject of a one-man Broadway play. What other justice can you say that about? Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Here and Now.